Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Luke, chapter 2. We'll read verses 47 through 52 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Luke 2, verses 47 through 52. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us in this place. God, what a wonderful plan that you gave for us. You not only gave us the Word of God, but you also gave us Jesus, who came down to become an example for us. Thank you for that. Thank you that we can point back and say, Jesus did this and Jesus did that, and we could follow that. Father, please help our preacher tonight. May you fill him with your power as he preaches. Fill us with your power as we listen. May we leave here a lot more like you and a lot less like ourselves, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, I will preach to you a sermon that I announced to you this morning. I think this morning I entitled it, The Greatest Skill Known to Man. Tonight, I'll give it a second title, if you will. It might make the path that we're about to take a journey upon a little better to understand. The question that I'll ask you this evening is this: how are your people skills? How are your people skills? Earlier, you read from Luke chapter number 2. The very last verse, I think, in that chapter is verse 52. And it says, And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. God and man. How are your people skills? Let me discuss a quality with you that God requires if he is going to use you. It's a quality that I look for when choosing people to serve here in our church, especially in the capacity of leadership positions. See, people work is just that. It is work. It's hard work if you want to handle people properly. Some here need to sweat and toil and develop people skills. Develop some spiritual calluses on your spiritual hands because of the way you handle your relationships with people. In Luke chapter 2, verse number 52 here, it tells us that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now that verse is about Jesus, and he increased in favor. That means somebody liked him. Now, who liked him? Both God and man. Now, understand something. You might say, well, I don't know. How much did they like him? They crucified him. Now, the truth rejectors crucified him. But that was their misjudgment about him. They were the ones with poor people skills, not Jesus Christ. Jesus was a people person. Jesus did all that he could to have a favorable relationship with man. Now, he would not jeopardize his favor with God for man, but he did want his favor with man to increase. He would not give up favor with God to achieve favor with man. I wish some of you would catch on to that. He wanted favor with God most, but he did want favor with man. Now, there are many skills that one could develop in life, but I wonder which is most important. Carpentry, that's quite a skill. We have men in our church that are fine carpenters. That's a wonderful skill. Plumbing, there's another wonderful skill. The skill of Being an electrician, a wonderful skill. Maybe the skill of law enforcement or engineering. Or maybe being an educator, wonderful skill. Maybe the medical field or the computer field. Or the culinary arts, food preparation. Maybe you have the skill of being a seamstress. Maybe you have the skill of being a beautician. Maybe your skill is in the field of science. But let me say to you folks, every one of those skills takes second seat to people skills. Now, in fact, if you look at all those skills, their purpose is in regard to people. It's all about people. The greatest skill is skill with people. Do you have relationship skills? You need to develop your skills with people. Did you know a good carpenter who hammers people emotionally is going to be a flop?
Right.
A good math teacher with bad people skills adds up to a negative solution in life. A good plumber whose heart is clogged in his people skills will be drained of victory. A good teacher of grammar with bad people skills ain't worth speaking of. A good electrician who shocks people with his rude behavior needs to get himself grounded in the Word of God. A good producer of the culinary arts with bad people skills will leave a bad taste in the mouth of those who eat what he cooks. A good police officer with bad people skills has handcuffed his potential. A good museum director with bad people skills will soon be history himself. A good engineer with bad people skills will end up with a lot of black marks on his blueprint. A good author with bad people skills will soon find their influence merely fictional. A good doctor with bad people skills will find his practice on antibiotics with an infection. A good professor of chemistry with bad people skills will create highly combustible situations in life. A secretary with good clerical abilities but bad people skills will shred relationships in the office. A good musician with bad people skills will find life hitting many flat notes for them. A good beautician with bad people skills will fry the hair of some permanent relationship. A good artist with bad people skills is not a pretty picture. A good computer technician with bad people skills will find viruses and their influence on others. A good sailor with bad people skills will find himself up the creek without a paddle. You see, life is all about people.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever lose track of that. How are your people skills? Are you a people person? You ought to want to be. Is there contention around you routinely? Do you love but not like people? Do people love but not like you? I'm not talking about your position, but your disposition. Do you enjoy people? Oh, better question yet. Do people enjoy you? Life is all about God and people. The Bible says that Jesus grew in favor with man. How are your people skills? How are your people skills with the leaders that God has placed in your life? Is your relationship with your leader successful because of their tolerance of your bad attitude? See, if your leader has good people skills, they put up with a lot from you, but that your relationship with them is not successful because of many of you, it's because of them, because they have good people skills. How's your people skills with your leaders? Do your leaders think that you trust them? Do your leaders always feel like they're on trial with you? Are you competing with your leaders? Or are you contributing to the success of whatever task is before you? Is your goal to serve them or to be served? How are your people skills? How are your people skills in regard to your leaders? Are you sensitive to the load that they carry? Do you note the extra burdens that are required of them because of leadership? As a follower, are you a complimenter of your leaders or a complainer to your leaders? How are your people skills? You know, you must stay conscious of your relationships on purpose if you're going to be good at relationships. An employer said, "Boss, There have been so many people replaced by machines. I'm afraid I may be next. And the boss said, don't worry. They haven't invented a machine yet that does nothing. Hey, how are your people skills? How are your people skills with your leaders? How are your people skills with other church members? Do you desire to serve them? You know, everybody has assets. Everybody has liabilities, including you and me. Do you only look at other people's liabilities? Or do you look at the assets as well? You know something? You're going to find this out. People who are productive in life, they often will be controlling and a little overbearing. Now, that's asset and liability. And we are just going to have to accept in our church both assets and liabilities of one another. Hey, do you care about the people of our church away from the church property? How are your people skills with the other people in our church? Do you give them the benefit of the doubt? Do you know something? If you want to be a good nursery worker, this morning I was talking about how I pray for Mrs. Brinklow's nursery. I could talk about that because I know how seriously Mrs. Brinklow takes it. She takes it very, very seriously. That is a ministry to her. But let me tell you something. Nursery workers, let me tell you one of the key things about being a good nursery worker. It's your people skills. If you're going to deal with other people's children and other people's babies, you better brush up on your people skills. It's very important. The child is a precious thing, and you better learn how to deal with other people in regard to their children. Hey, those of you that are greeters at these doors, we picked you on purpose. I'll tell you why. We feel like you have some people skills. We feel like you're going to smile. We feel like you're going to be positive. We feel like you're going to be upbeat. We feel like no matter how you feel when you wake up on Sunday morning, you're going to put a smile on your face and say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I'm going to go greet some people. You need good people skills. Those of you that work at our school and on the school staff, you need to always be working on your people skills. If you're a receptionist or a secretary or one of the people that answer the phone here, oh my, please answer that phone using people skills.
Yes, sir.
Nothing like someone picking up the phone and saying,
yeah, what do you want? Who's your church?
I hate that. I hate that. I want someone to answer the phone, and when they're on the other end of the line, I want someone to say, wow, they must be having a good day. That must be a good place. It must be a positive place. I heard Mrs. Russell answer the phone, and she picked it up over at the school, and she said, we're having a great day at Martinsburg Christian Academy. How can I help you? I thought, boy, that's good. We are having a great day at Martinsburg Christian Academy, and we ought to be having a great day around the church. Listen, if you deal with people around the church, and all of us are supposed to, you need to work on your people skills. Hey, bus worker, you need good people skills. Hey, Sunday school teacher, you need good people skills. Hey, usher, hey, church member, we've got to work on our people skills. How many hours or days or weeks in a year must people suffer because of the cold shoulder you throw their way? How many people in the church feel rejected because of the way you handle yourself? You'll shake hands with one but bypass another with your nose in the sky. I hope it rains. I hope you drowned. Poor people skills. I promise you this. Gossipers always have poor people skills. You say, well, I know this gossip in our church, this lady, and I mean, she's very charismatic. Yeah, but she's a backstabber. That's poor people skills. You teenagers, you need to develop your people skills. Young people, when new young people come to our church, the young people in our church need the people skills to greet those new teenagers to say, we want you here. We want to help you. We want to be your friend. We all need good people skills. How are your people skills with your leaders? How are your people skills with other church members? How are your people skills with the people in your own family? Are you friends to the people in your own family? I'm talking about those that live in your very household. Are you friendly to them as well? Did you know something? Just because you're related, it does not mean you're to be rude. Do you know just because you have the same last name or the same blood flowing through your veins, that does not give you a license to be hateful? Hey, how about the way you answer the phone when your caller ID says it's one of your kids or your mom or dad?
Yeah.
Well, how about you answer the phone? We're having a great day. It's the Owens residence. Hi, how are you today? But the ones I'm not like that. Yeah, I know. Some of you are as sour as the day is long with everybody, including your own family. You wake up every morning and suck Bill Pickle juice out of the bottom of a Coke jar without a straw. That's why your face looks like that all the time. How are your people skills at home? Are you spiteful with people at home? What kind of people skills would your children feel like you have if they could tell what it's like at home? What kind of people skills would your husband say you have if he could tell the truth without getting beaten in the night? You put that winsome, charismatic smile on when you come down here to the church. You're lying right through your teeth. At home, you're rude and you're curt and you're mean and you're hard to get along with. How are your people skills? How are your people skills with your husband? How are your people skills with your wife? Hey, young people, how are your people skills with your mom and dad? You should never be rude to your mom and dad. You shouldn't talk back to them. You shouldn't be rude to them. You shouldn't be curt with them. Hey, do you look for good intentions, even in any wrongdoing of your family members? Are you looking to develop relationships? How are your people skills at home? I remember, you've probably heard me tell this story before, but I remember my mom had, I think, gone in the hospital maybe to have my brother or something. For some reason, my mom was away from the house. My dad, he had these I call them blue jeans. They were actually black jeans that he wore most. He'd buy them at JCPenney, same size, same brand, everything just the same every single time. And all of Dad's jeans were dirty. And I thought it would be a good idea. Mom was not available. I would wash those jeans for my dad. So I knew if you'd pop this little button out on the washer, twist it around, pop it back in, it'd start to fill up with water. I could get to the beginning of the cycle after two or three tries. And then finally, I'd get that thing going. And so I put in some detergent, and then I put in some bleach, and all those jeans in there. And we put that thing all the way through the cycle. And you know something? When that thing was completely done, those jeans were kind of blotchy. They had great big white patches all over everything. I didn't know you weren't supposed to put bleach in there. I saw my mom put bleach in a lot of things. All of my dad's jeans. Every last pair, I bleached them. I thought they looked cool. My dad did not think they looked cool. My dad got to laughing about that. Well, after we had a little talk. It wasn't funny at first, but he got through the laughter. And boy, was I glad. But I remember my dad saying to me, "Son, I realize you didn't mean to do that." You know something? There are some times in our homes when somebody intended good, but it didn't turn out so good. And because our people skills are so bad, all we gravitate toward is the negative. How are your people skills? How are your people skills at home with your family? How are your people skills with your in-laws? How are your people skills with your in-laws? How are your people skills with your in-laws? That's a stupid point. Strike that from the tape. It's not worth it. You know, the Bible says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." You know what that verse is teaching? Get some people skills.
Yes, sir.
Get some people skills. How are your people skills with those with which you disagree? There are people that you disagree. And how are your people skills with them? Did you know that you can disagree with someone without hating them? Without being rude to them? Without being unkind to them? And you may find out that someday you're not right about that item of disagreement, and the fact that you were proper, appropriate, and kind may pay off for you. There's nothing like being rude about something that you insist you're right about and finding out later you were wrong about it. Now you were wrong twice. You were wrong about the issue, and you were wrong about the way you handled yourself. You know, sometimes disagreement does not need to be discussed. You know, you and your mate can disagree on something, but you never have, you know, you don't have to discuss every disagreement. Most of it will pass under the bridge and be gone, and tomorrow it won't matter at all. We fuss and fight about some of the dumbest little things that didn't matter anyway. But how are your people skills with the people that you disagree with? When you see disagreement coming, do you get excited about the approaching fight? Or do you decide to defuse the bomb so it does not explode and hurt all the innocent bystanders? Why so often, if I see disagreement coming and contention coming, I begin thinking to myself, how can I fix that? Well, I don't want that thing to escalate. I don't want that to get out of hand. I don't want to have a mess there. I don't want people's feelings to be hurt, so I work at it. What do you do? Do you look forward to the fuss? How are your people skills with the people with which you disagree? You know, sometimes the strong thing to do is to give in. I'm not talking about in doctrine. I'm not talking about your standards. I am talking about the everyday, unimportant issues of life. Oh, stand my ground. There's some things not worth standing your ground over. When you see disagreement on the horizon, do you plan a thought-through spiritual response or just lash out in the flesh and regret what you did later? Hey, when you're right and they're wrong, do you continue to treat them with dignity? When you're right and they're wrong, do you continue to treat people with dignity? You see, you'll be wrong someday and they'll be right. You're going to wish somebody would have treated you with dignity. I think you'll find if you ask the people that work on my staff, they can be wrong and still be reverenced. How are your people skills? How are your people skills in regard to your leaders? How are your people skills in regard to other church members? How are your people skills in regard to your family? How are your people skills with those that you disagree? How are your people skills with folks who hurt you? Folks, I don't want any of you hurt, but I have to tell you, somebody's going to hurt you. Somebody in this church is going to hurt somebody in this church. I don't want that. We don't practice that. We don't condone it, but it's going to happen. Now, how are your people's skills going to be with somebody that hurts you? Are people innocent until proven guilty, or guilty until proven innocent? Some of your minds are so negative, everybody is guilty until proven innocent. That is not the right way to do it. Innocent until proven guilty is the right way. You know what some of you need to do? You need to learn, you need to decide that you're going to forgive in advance. What would happen if you decided, you know what? Whatever comes my way, I'm going to forgive. I've already planned it. You just wait till it happens and then decide whether you want to forgive. Why don't you decide to forgive everything right now?
Amen.
You know, I have a plan of growing old as a pastor of this church. I want to be here 25, 30 years from now. You know what? I've already decided whatever comes my way, I think I'll just go ahead and forgive.
Hey, that's right.
I'm not going to weekly go through an emotional battle trying to figure out how I'm going to live with the people. I'm just not going to do that. You all have a spare tire in the trunk of your car or up underneath your vehicle? Why? What for? Because you've already planned it. If one goes flat, you're going to replace the other one and roll on. You know what you need to do? You need to get the spare tire of forgiveness. You need to get a reservoir that is filled with extra forgiveness and have it ready to apply to the problem the moment it occurs. How are your people skills with those who hurt you? How are your people skills? Will you gladly accept someone's feeble attempt to right their wrong? If somebody wrongs you, are you willing to even accept what may be an inadequate correction to the wrong? Because relationships are more important to you than the issue at hand? How are your people skills with those that hurt you? Are you a peacemaker or a peace destroyer? Do you go to people offering reconciliation? You know something? I believe this. You should never give up on having a spiritual relationship with anyone. You should never give up on having a spiritual relationship with anyone. How are your people skills? How are your people skills with those who outshine you? How are your people skills? Does jealousy choke your relationships with others in our church? Are you honestly glad when others fail? Are you upset when others succeed? Hey, ball player at Martinsburg Christian Academy, are you a true friend of that boy that can score more points than you?
Yeah.
Are you just on edge with him all the time because he excels you at playing ball? Hey, cheerleader, do you really admire that gal that gets a little more attention than you? Or would you stab her in the back the first chance that you received? How are your people skills? Are you willing to learn from those that do better than you and are more productive than you? Or are you just offended with their success? How are your people skills?
Good.
How are your people skills with those who outshine you? Hey, are you willing to give the same admiration that you desire to receive? Do you praise others? Do you look for the opportunity to compliment others' work and others' accomplishments? Or are you so competitive that you want others to fail at God's work so you can look good? Would you like someone else to just make sure they always do worse than you because you're not really in this for God, you're in this for you? Hey, Sunday school teacher. Hey, bus captain. Hey, soul winner. How are your people skills? How are your people skills with those who outshine you? And everybody better get used to it. There's always going to be somebody that's going to outshine us in some area. And the best thing for us to do is to compliment them and praise them and learn from them. And hey, there's nothing wrong with saying, good job, keep it up, and do it with a sincere heart. How are your people skills? Why is it you have such a difficult time getting along with people? How are your people skills with the lost? Are you a soul winner? Or do you stand around and argue standards instead of teaching Jesus to the lost? You know something? When somebody's not born again, it will do you no good in the world to talk to them about all the things that you think they ought to change about their life and what they shouldn't do in their life and the things they ought to stop doing. What they need to do is get saved. But you have such poor people skills and such limited insight, you'll fuss and argue about a million things under the sun when what you really should have done was share them the blessed, beautiful story of Jesus Christ. Do you love sinners? How are your people skills? It's amazing to me. Some of you have seemingly excellent people skills, but you won't use them for God. Build businesses, make money, get along with people in the world, come in the church, can't get along. Won't go soul winning, won't teach a Sunday school class, won't work on a bus route. Why do you think God gave you those people skills? Or do you just like the self-exaltation of having the people skills, but you don't want to use them for the one who gave them to you? How are your people skills? For what do you use those skills? How are your people skills with the lost? How are your people skills with those who fail? You know, all of us are going to fail. I'm going to fail. The staff will fail. The leadership of the church will fail. The fellowship in the church will fail. But how are your people skills with those that fail around you? Are you a rebuilder or are you a rejecter? Do you know people that fall need rebuilt? Not re-stomped on or rejected. They need rebuilt. How are your people skills with those that fail? Hey, when you know somebody in our church has done wrong, fell flat on their face, the gossip columns in the church rush to print the ad about somebody's failure, which would we deem you, a rebuilder or a rejecter? Which would you be, a rebuilder or a repeater? You say a repeater, yeah, a gossip. You try to protect other people's reputations who have fallen, you're the first to start spreading the news.
Good.
You get with your so-called friends in your little clique and say, well, can you believe that so-and-so did this? Well, I can tell you why that church staff member's not here anymore. Let me talk to you about that. You're a repeater. You're not a rebuilder. You're a rejecter. You're not a rebuilder. See, listen, did you know something? There are some who can only seem to get along with those who have excellent people skills.
Good.
I mean, the person dealing with you has to be excellent getting along with people because you have poor people skills. Are you a rebuilder or a rejecter? Are you a tattler, a gossip? Are you a manure spreader? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Right.
What are you full of? What's inside you? I hope you develop good people skills. Listen, do not make a final negative judgment about anyone.
Yes, sir.
I wish I had time to teach on that entire... I wish I could teach on that for 45 minutes. I never make a final negative judgment on any Christian. I always believe that anyone that's still alive, that's born again, can come out of their backslidden ways and can get right with God and be usable by God. I never make a final negative judgment on anyone.
Right.
Let anyone come back to God. How are your people skills with those who fail? And finally, how are your people skills with people who have weak people skills? How are your people skills with people who have weak people skills? The only people that can work with you are the sharpest, the ones that can handle anything, or can you get along with some of the people that have some liabilities? Do people with poor people skills like you? Folks, let me tell you, you want to become something, become a people person.
Yes, sir.
Helping people. Oh, what a rewarding thing. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Oh, what a good investment of your life. Now, people skills... Well, that's going to take some patience. That's going to take you being willing to let somebody take some smaller steps in life. You're going to have to learn to give someone a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance, as many chances as they need to get back on their feet. It's going to take some unconditional love. You love them whether they win, whether they lose. You love them whether they're up or whether they're down. You love them when they're right, when they're wrong. But I'll tell you something. If you... will learn to help people that have poor people skills, it'll be a very rewarding thing in your life. How are your people skills? Oh, we get good at so many things. You need to learn to get good with people for the sake of God, for the sake of the work of God. I love it because as we read earlier, the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He was growing in favor with man. I would say Jesus Christ must have had some pretty good people skills. Hey, what do carpenters do? Oh, they build things. For what reason? People. What do plumbers do? Oh, they do their plumbing. What for? Primarily, people. Electricians? People. Law enforcement? People. Engineering? People. Educator? That's people work. Medical field? People. Computer field? People. Food preparation? People. But again. Seamstress? People. Beautician? People. 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 When you get to heaven, let me tell you what you can take with you. People.
Right.
You're not going to take your tools with you. You're not going to take your degree with you.
Right.
You know what you can take? People. You know what makes your life either bitter or better? People. People. Are you miserable tonight? Let me tell you why. Your relationship with people. Are you happy tonight? Let me tell you why. People. Think about it. What's it really all about? People. What makes the church what it is? Well, the people. Money. People. 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 Let's become people, people. Let's work at that. Grow like Jesus did. Let's grow in favor with God and man. Never give up your favor with God for man. But while you're growing in favor with God, the whole purpose then is that you take the favor you have with God and with your skills you reach people for God. You are a conduit of getting God and His attitudes to people. Let's be growing at our people work. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.